Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we wanted to check in now with an Austinite, now that the string of deadly bombings there appears to have ended. Sandy Coco lives in Harris Ridge, the neighborhood where the first bomb exploded on March 2nd. Sandy, you must be relieved now that police say the suspect is dead, although he may have left packages.
Well, that's what the authorities are saying, to still be on the lookout. They don't know where he's exactly been for the last 24 hours. Yeah. And then just looking at the pictures of this kid, I mean, I'm just like, you know, good gracious. The news that it may be over, it couldn't have come any faster. It's been quite surreal.
Yeah. I mean, were you finding yourself not going out? I hear somebody in your neighborhood was killed. How were you living?
Most Austinites were still living day to day. We were just hyper aware. I can tell you that every night and every morning I checked my front porch. Mm. When I did go out, I was always paying attention to the surroundings and almost looking at people wondering, you know, are you the one responsible? So it's been very surreal is kind of the word I keep coming back to.
Yeah. Sandy, actually, you called me during our coverage. I misspoke. I said that your neighborhood was a black neighborhood. I meant to say it was a black victim in your neighborhood. It sounded like you really wanted to get out a message to people, not just correct me, which I'm glad you did, but get out a message to people about Austin. What do you want people to know?
Austin's a great, diverse city, and I'm pretty proud of the neighborhood I live in because we have many different cultures in this neighborhood. It's a welcoming place that you, most of the time, you feel safe and accepted for who you are.
Yeah. That's Sandy Coco of Austin, Texas, regrouping after the last several weeks. Sandy, thanks so much, and I'm so glad it appears to be over.
Thank you, Robin.